From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is calling for a continuous presence of U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq and Syria to defeat the Islamic State militants. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Carter said U.S. forces on the ground will rely on the expertise of regional help.
We are also taking the strategic approach of enabling capable and motivated local forces. This is critical because we've all had the experience of trying to occupy places that we have cleared of terrorists, and that's something difficult for foreigners to do. So we do want to find capable local forces.
Secretary Carter also issued a challenge to several countries to do more in defeating the Islamic State, adding that they are in the fight mainly on paper. Burundi's President Pierre Nkurunziza remained firm Friday in his rejection of an African Union-proposed peacekeeping force to help restore calm to his country. Last month, the African Union announced it would deploy a 5,000-strong prevention and protection force to Burundi for an initial period of 6 months following election-related violence that killed at least 439 since April caused more than 220,000 to flee the country. Chinese President Xi Jinping has arrived in Iran for an official state visit, expected to see the two countries expand diplomatic relations and economic ties. China played a key role in the international efforts to roll back sanctions against Iran in exchange for Tehran scaling back its nuclear program. U.S. and China are co-chairing a working group to oversee the new design of its reactor to make sure it doesn't produce plutonium. This is VOA News. Israel has thwarted a new Jewish settlement attempt in a historic town in the occupied West Bank. That story now from Robert Berger in Jerusalem.
Israeli security forces evicted 80 Jewish settlers who moved into two buildings in the West Bank town of Hebron. The properties are located near the site known to Jews as the Tomb of the Patriarchs and to Muslims as the Ibrahimi Mosque. The settlers who moved in on Thursday say they purchased the buildings legally from their Palestinian owner. About 850 Jews live among 170,000 Palestinians in Hebron, which has been a flashpoint during 4 months of violence. Israel's defense minister said the settlers were evicted because they did not comply with the law. They failed to obtain the required permits and did not coordinate the move with the army. The eviction came a day after Israel angered the Palestinians and the United States by approving the expropriation of 154 hectares of land near the West Bank town of Jericho. Palestinian chief negotiator Saab Erekat called for United Nations intervention. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Haiti's new president will not be chosen on Sunday as expected, election officials abruptly canceling the presidential runoff vote amid concerns of violence and fraud. In the capital, Port-au-Prince, several thousand demonstrators cheered after hearing the vote would be postponed. This Port-au-Prince resident said, "It's a victory for us. The Electoral Council should have done this before," he said. "We will not cast our ballots with a council that will not inspire the trust in people." Opposition candidate Jude Celestine vowed this week to boycott the election, alleging a first-round vote in October was rigged to favor the ruling party candidate Jovenel Moïse. President Michel Martelly is required to leave office on February 7th under the Constitution, but it's unclear if he will remain in the post until a replacement is elected and an interim government is in place. So far, the chairman of the Provisional Electoral Council has not given a new date for the presidential vote. U.S. stock market surged on Friday, closing with their first weekly gains of the new year after oil prices shot to their highest level in weeks. Investors were encouraged by a dramatic rise in oil. The benchmark crude on the Brent benchmark was up 8% to $32 a barrel. Oil prices had plunged 75% in the last 18 months. Markets have slumped since the beginning of the year over concerns about slowing economic growth in China and concern about oil prices.
That's the latest world news from VOA.